Don't miss The Morning Blaze with Doc and Skip.
I will not be satisfied in this case until Lois Lerner and others go to prison. Lois Lerner was allowed to stay on the payroll for a couple of extra months so she would get an even bigger retirement. And now she's sitting her fat ass at her home in Richmond sucking off of her retirement that she got from public tax dollars.
The Morning Blaze with Doc and Skip. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
Chris Salcedo.
That's the Blaze letting you know about Butler County, Ohio Sheriff Richard Jones, who is talking about a different aspect of the immigration debate. He wants to go after businesses who hire illegal immigrants. This is courtesy of WDTV. Have a listen.
The Butler County Sheriff makes it pretty clear what he thinks about businesses that hire illegal immigrants.
If you're an employer and you're doing this, here's what I'm telling you. Shame on you.
Sheriff Richard Jones sent a tweet directed at businesses that hire illegal immigrants. The sheriff is also encouraging community members to report this kind of behavior. He's assigning one detective to investigate the leads.
If you violate the law and you cheat on the taxes and you knowingly do this with people that are here illegally and you knowingly do that and you encourage it, you have violated the law.
Sheriff Jones says tips are already coming in.
I'll bet. Folks, the reason why Donald Trump is resonating, and I think it's fair to say on this point alone, is that the American people are so sick and tired of Republicans, the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, and almost the entirety of the Democrat Party, ignoring them on this issue. It may come as a surprise to a lot of you, but a lot of Democrats don't like the fact that illegal immigration is permitted by our government. It is permitted by our government. They are looking the other way on purpose. There are different, and we have gone over this so many times on this program, but it bears pointing out once again, the Democrats, they need to import a dependent class. They need to import individuals to turn into union representation, or union members, I should say, so they have initiative by the union, so they can continue to utilize their workers' dues to prop up the Democrat Party, much the way that Planned Parenthood funnels taxpayer money, launders taxpayer money into Democrat campaign coffers. Same concept. More egregious, the public employee unions who take taxpayer money through salaries to these individuals, then assess dues and then pass on that money to Democrats, forcing conservatives and Republicans to fund their own political opposition, which is fun, which ought to be stopped tomorrow. All these other considerations going on around the country, and the American people are angry about immigration because they've been sold a bill of goods by the leadership of the Republican Party and the majority of the Democrat Party that there's just nothing that can be done. We can't do anything about it. Just have to let it happen. And nobody buys it. Nobody buys it. Whether you're talking about birthright citizenship, which the United States is one of two countries, and it's phasing out, by the way, in Canada. So it's Canada and the U.S., and it's phasing out this whole birthright citizenship. The rest of the civilized world is going, look, it's unsustainable to have this policy. And America has grown beyond the ability to accommodate birthright citizenship because, as I mentioned on the Fox News program, the Kelly File last night, the entitlement state now makes it fiscally impossible to accommodate that portion of our past. It's not economically feasible anymore. It's bad for the United States of America. And a point I didn't get to bring up on the Kelly File, and praise God I'll have a chance to in the future if they invite me back, is the fact that illegal immigration is bad for the American taxpayer. Illegal immigration is bad for the legal immigrants, a slap to the face, really, of the illegal immigrants into this country. And it is also bad for the illegal immigrant community. You know, I'd invite Alan Combs or any one of these left wingers to go to sleep at night wondering whether or not your parents are going to be there in the morning. That is a terrifying prospect for a child. And The liberals will say, well, see, that's why we should just allow them to stay. No, that's why we should not allow them to enter in the first place. You're creating problems, and only problems can come when you ignore the law. And so now here comes the Butler County, Ohio sheriff saying, hey, businesses, you've had this too good for too long. We're going to start clamping down on you. Bobby Jindal, I know in an era of Trump, it is really hard to get any traction if you are one of the other 17 candidates in the race for the Republican nomination. But Bobby Jindal was confronted with some illegal immigrant or pro-illegal immigrant protesters. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Plus, Hillary Clinton, I mentioned this in my interview with Sarah Carter. Hillary Clinton is on the ropes. She's getting desperate. She's now calling Republicans terrorists, now suggesting that Donald Trump, Trump's policies are Nazi-esque. She's getting desperate, and there's a reason why. Joe Biden's getting into this race, and the American people are starting to realize that Hillary Clinton could be an indicted Democrat candidate, and the party's in a panic. Where's all this coming from? We have a Hillary Democrat operative confirming for us that not only is the Clinton campaign reeling from it, they also acknowledge who's behind it. Barack Obama. Back in a minute on the Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
This is The Chris Salcedo Show. The Blaze Radio Network.